9th parak of Gittin, 6th Mishnah. Shnei Gittin Shiksavim Zeh Besadzeh. We have two Gittin that were written in one document, one in one column, and on the right, another one on the second column on the left. Now we learned before that if you have Edom underneath one of the two, then that star, that get is good, and the second get is possible. If you have the Edom started under the first one, and they finished the signature under the second one, so if they did not have enough written under the second one to constitute an independent signature, then only the first one is kosher. So for example, his name was Reuven ben Yaakov. So if he wrote under the first one Reuven ben, and the second one Yaakov A, the second one will be possible because Yaakov A is not a full testimony. It's not a full signature. If he wrote Reuven on the first one and ben Yaakov A on the second one, ben Yaakov A is kosher signature. And they would both be kosher. So, Ushnaim Eidim Ivrim Boy Mitachas Zel Tachazel, Ushnaim Eidim Yvonim Boy Mitachazel Sadze. You have the Hebrew writing, there's different pshatim in this one. But the basic idea is that the Hebrew one starts in one direction and the Greek one starts in another direction, either because Hebrew goes from right to left and Greek goes from left to right, or because the Yavanim would always sign their father's name before their own name. The bottom line is that's the situation here, that you have two witnesses that the starting point of the signature is on the right, and two that the beginning of the name or the name of the son is on the left. So the one that the top two Edim are under, that is the kosher shtar. So if it would be Hebrew, it would be the right stuff. It would be the Greek ones on top, it would be the left stuff. Eid echad ivri veid echad yivani. If one of the Edom was the Ivri and one was Yivani. Eid echad ivri veid echad yivani. Boy mitachazeh letachazeh, shneim psulin. If you have things set up that you have the top witness going from right to left, underneath them left to right, underneath them right to left, underneath them left to right, then they're both psulin. Why? Because they're concerned that we're not sure, since we see there's a mix-up of how the signatures are being written, we're concerned that maybe somebody switched his name around and wrote last name first to be in concordance with the previous signature. And therefore, since we're not sure how it was signed, it could basically be a situation that even though we have four signatures, two seem to be starting from the right, two to the left, but maybe three of them are going to the right or three from the left, and therefore the whole thing is possible since we don't know which one has two Ravens.